The issue of refugees has been cast in a new political light after Friday's attacks on Paris. Over the weekends, reports emerged that a gunman involved in the attacks may have entered Europe among thousands of refugees fleeing Syria. Now, Governor Scott Walker and other Wisconsin Republicans are saying they oppose the idea of Syrian refugees settling in the Badger State due to security concerns. Here's a clip of House Speaker Paul Ryan from Wisconsin making the case for slowing down on taking in refugees.
We have a refugee situation that we think requires a pause and a more comprehensive assessment on how to better guarantee that members of ISIS are not infiltrating themselves among the refugee population.
Jason Stein joins us now for a rundown on what politicians from Wisconsin are saying about accepting Syrian refugees. He's a state capitol reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Jason, welcome back to Central Time.
Oh, thank you, Veronica.
Well, Governor Walker has joined the ranks of other governors who say that they don't want to accept Syrian refugees in their states. What did Governor Walker say?
I mean, concretely, he said that he would do everything in his power to try and prevent Syrian refugees from being settled in Wisconsin, you know, including denying, certain aid from the state to those refugees.
Now, Governor Walker has joined almost half the governors in the country on this issue. Here's North Carolina's Governor Pat McCrory about refugees.
I care for these people, but what worries me is that some of these people could it actually be ISIS coming into our country, and we didn't take every precaution to make sure that our federal government is checking into these people.
And does that sort of typify what we're hearing right now, Jason, from these governors who are saying no to Syrian refugees?
Yeah, I believe so. I mean, it's overwhelmingly being voiced as a security concern on the part of those governors.
So now getting to saying no, can a governor, can a state actually say no? Refugees cannot settle here. Do they have that power?
Not to my knowledge. I have asked Governor Walker's office to clarify what legal authority they might have to deny a residency to a refugee, and I haven't yet gotten a response from them. It's worth noting that if the federal government authorizes the refugees, my understanding is that they would come as a, they would get a visa and they'd be a permanent legal resident in the United States with the ability to work with work privileges. So, you know, just as, you know, if you and I, Veronica, were going to move down to Illinois, we wouldn't necessarily seek Governor Rauner's permission to do that. I have not yet seen anything that would suggest that these immigrants would be on a different legal footing.
So considering there's a lot of unknowns here, a lot of people saying no, that the states don't have the power to say no to refugees, what is sort of the political perspective of making these public statements?
Well, I think what the significance is that there is a debate, on point debate at the federal level taking place about do you grant refugee status and accept these larger numbers of Syrian immigrants. And, you know, federal officials have pointed to statements by governors as one factor that they should take into account. Senator Ron Johnson from Wisconsin, for instance, cited the statements from governors as one reason why he wanted to see caution from other federal officials on this.
We're talking with Jason Stein right now from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. He's joining us to talk about what Wisconsin lawmakers are saying about accepting Syrian refugees. Now, the refugee crisis goes back to well before the Paris attacks. Are there, in fact, Syrian refugees in Wisconsin already?
If there are, they would be, you know, it would be a handful. I've spoken with one social service agency in Milwaukee that frequently helps settle refugees from around the world in Wisconsin and upper Michigan, and they have not worked with anyone, settled any Syrian refugees in Wisconsin so far. But of course, you know, it's also possible for refugees to be settled in one place and move to another.
We were talking about how at the federal level, the federal government is processing these statements by governors who say they don't want to take Syrian refugees. Do we know how the president is responding to these sorts of statements?
He made remarks in Turkey yesterday that were, I would say, a full-throated defense of accepting Syrian refugees. The argument being made by the Obama administration is that there is for, you know, Syrian refugees and really for any other refugee, a very extensive process that takes place that can take a year, 18 months, even longer, in which there is, you know, background checks being done. You know, one argument that's being made on the other side is that given the chaotic situation in Syria, you know, that background check process may not be as accomplished. It may not be as accomplished as easily as if, you know, from another developed country, you had someone seeking refugee status.
Jason, do you know what that vetting process would look like from the side of the United States?
Right. Well, I mean, I am a state government reporter. I don't want to inflate my knowledge of this process, but it does involve someone going, you know, a refugee, a prospective refugee, going to the United Nations, seeking that refugee status, being allocated to a potential host country like the United States, and then, you know, that host country, you know, certainly in our case, would go through, you know, an extensive series of checks. It would include security checks to make sure that the person is who, in fact, they say they are, that they have a legitimate claim to refugee status, as opposed to perhaps simply coming from an impoverished part of the world where a ticket to the United States would be a great boon, and that the person doesn't, you know, pose a risk to the people of the United States. And I'm not saying that the process is perfect. I don't know a lot about it, to be honest with you, but you know, advocates for the refugees are saying that the system is already in place.
Now back to the state legislature. Governor Walker has said Wisconsin would say no to Syrian refugees. Ron Johnson is saying something similar. What about other Republicans in Wisconsin State House?
Right. I mean, I think Ron Johnson has said today that he would also back hitting the pause button on it. Although he said it might restart quickly. Yesterday, Ron Johnson said that he favored prioritizing Syrian refugees, such as women and children that might be identified as being both the most vulnerable and the least potential risk. So I would say that Senator Johnson's comments have been, although skeptical of refugees, have not equated to a flat-out refusal in the way that Governor Walker has.
And anything else from Republicans at the Capitol? Or Democrats?
Yes, there was actually really only a matter of hours before the attacks in Paris. There was a proposal put forward largely by Democrats in the state assembly that would direct state officials to seek federal grants to locate roughly 900 Syrian immigrants in the United States, in Wisconsin as a humanitarian measure. The Speaker of the Wisconsin Assembly, Robin Voss, has said that proposal is going nowhere in his house.
Well, Jason, thank you so much for joining us.
Always a pleasure, Veronica.
As Jason Stein, state capitol reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, he joined us to talk about what Wisconsin lawmakers are saying about accepting Syrian refugees.